listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Gas companies are now prohibited from offering incentives to switch in Victoria. That mandate has been put forward by the state government and means anybody wanting to replace their electric heating or cooking systems with gas power can no longer be offered a rebate. But the government has offered incentives to move from gas to electricity-powered systems. This week has seen Bendigo's Alumbra Theatre host graduation ceremonies for students of the local campus of La Trobe University. The last of the ceremonies took place yesterday, with over 570 graduates receiving their degrees. A new working group of Victorian government ministers has formed, hoping to address and crack down on domestic violence throughout Victoria. The Herald Sun reports their discussions could result in new or changed laws to address the issue. It follows the alleged murders of three Ballarat women this year. And with the Salvation Army's Red Shield appeal currently underway, Sunraysia residents are being asked to consider participating. Volunteers are needed to help with next month's door knock in Mildura and surrounds, while financial donations are also being sought by the Salvos. Murray Area Officer Marco Lupus says demand for their services is spiking.
We have more and more contact with community members that have never had to seek assistance before, and so as the cost of living increases, it then has that flow-on effect. And people are doing it tough these days and trying to make that dollar go further.
Taking a look at sports now, and in basketball, the Bendigo Braves have a doubleheader this Sunday at Red Energy Arena. Both the men's and women's teams will play the Nunawading Spectres in round 3 of the NBL 1 South competition. The Braves men are currently 6th on the ladder and their Spectres counterparts 9th, while in the women's competition, Bendigo are 2nd and Nunawading dead last.